KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies, 26 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with some areas of fog, perhaps a few flurries or a little freezing drizzle this morning, and a high around 34. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. In local news, the Atlantic Parks and Rec Department Director Brian Rasmussen Monday told the Parks and Rec Board during their regular monthly meeting that the Wellfield trails and trails near the KJAN studios are currently closed as the drifts are still too much for their equipment to handle.
So we're working on trying to get those opened up, but it's just it'll take us a little bit of time to get through those drifts.
It looked like there were some pretty nasty drifts out there.
Yeah, there's some that were, 4 or 5 feet tall that we're trying to work our way through.
Rasmussen said they're hoping any sun and warmth that'll occur over the next few days will help to speed up the process. He mentioned also the donation pay post at the Schulberg Recreation Area Dog Park has garnered over $450 in donations.
And so we've started to look into things that we can kind of purchase and hopefully roll out come this springtime, just to kind of thank people for their generosity, as well as to show that we are taking their donations and trying to put it to good use.
Some of the new attractions they're hoping to get installed later this spring include agility steps and tire obstacles. Those ideas, he said, came from other dog park attractions around the country.
The Willow Creek Dog Park out of Prescott, Arizona, when we were just looking up different ideas just to ask them about the tires, and they said that that people have really enjoyed them, that the dogs really like to go underneath them and climb on them, those sorts of things. And so Firestone here in town has graciously donated 6 tires for us to be able to use. And so we're going to do essentially kind of the same thing that they did. We'll paint them. We'll make them look cute and adorable. But it's going to it'll add some color out to the dog park and just give a little bit more equipment for people to utilize while they're out there.
And Rasmussen said Joe Sontag has created some nesting boxes for birds as part of an Eagle Scout project.
We have 4 owl nesting boxes, we have 10 bluebird houses and 4 bat houses that we'll be able to implement around. So the bat houses, we're looking about implementing some at some here at Sunnyside, one out at least one out of Schulberg's and one along Bull Creek, just to create that habitat. And then the bluebird houses will spread out. I've been in contact with Chris Parks about different locations that he feels would be beneficial for us to have these bluebird houses. And some of them are here in Sunnyside. We're very, very thankful to Joe for the work that he put in, and we're excited to be able to get these put up.
The project services the final requirement in order for Atlantic to be considered a bird-friendly community in Iowa. Once the houses are placed, the city can apply for certification. The Adair County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported 4 recent arrests. 20-year-old Madison Nicole Gilliland of Des Moines was arrested at around 2:30 a.m. on January 10th by police in Stewart in the Cumingo parking lot in Stewart following a traffic stop. She was charged with OWI first offense, cited, and later released. Gilliland was also cited for speeding 37 miles per hour in a 25 zone. On January 11th, 26-year-old Pastel Renee Force of Walnut was arrested by police in Stewart at around 11:30 p.m. after she was stopped while trying to enter the westbound lanes of Interstate 80 in the wrong direction. Force was subsequently charged with OWI first offense. She tested at .193 for intoxication. Force was cited and later released. On January 13th, 26-year-old Zachary Michael Anderson of Stewart was arrested at the Sac County Jail and on an Adair County warrant for theft in the first degree. He was released the same day on a signature bond. And 21-year-old Peyton Alyssa Hill of Menlo was arrested January 15th on an Adair County warrant for violation of probation. She was also charged with domestic abuse assault second offense and possession of a controlled substance third or greater offense. Hill was later released on her own recognizance. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday said that on December 31st, deputies brought 53-year-old Rex Dean McDermott of Atlantic to the Cass County Jail on a court-ordered hold. McDermott was released later on a $22,000 bond. 2 people were arrested December 31st. 24-year-old Aurelio Sembeck of Ames was arrested on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for assault causing injury. He was later released on bond. And 24-year-old Brittany Ruhr of Griswold was arrested for OWI first offense. She was also later released on her own recognizance. On January 6th, Cass County deputies arrested 48-year-old Jason Pierce of Council Bluffs on a district court warrant for a probation violation. He remains held there on $20,000 bond. And as we had previously reported here on KJAN, Back on January 6th, the Cass County Sheriff's Office received a report of a vehicle stolen from the well fields at 62180 Great River Road in Atlantic. The vehicle was later located and stopped in Anita. The driver, 32-year-old James Getford of Rockwell City, was arrested on a Class D felony count of theft in the second degree. Gefford was later transferred to Calhoun County on an outstanding warrant from that county. In our funeral announcements, Marlis Moore, age 89, of Harlan, died Friday. Funeral services for Marlis Moore will be on Thursday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan, with Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of arrangements. Daniel Weller, age 53, of Manning, died Saturday. Funeral services for Daniel Weller will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Robert Bob Dean, age 93, of Griswold, died Sunday. A mass of Christian burial for Bob Dean will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. Regan Dune Funeral Home is assisting the family. Thelma Nelson, age 81, of Elkhorn, died Friday. A mass of Christian burial for Thelma Nelson will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Kenneth Foxhoven, age 76, of Erling, died Saturday. A mass of Christian burial for Kenneth Foxhoven will be this Thursday at 4 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ted Williams, age 94, of Harlan, died Friday. Funeral services for Ted Williams will be Thursday at 6 p.m. at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Helen Brook, age 97, of Harlan, died January 10th. A private family mass of Christian burial for Helen Brook will be on Friday at 10 a.m. at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Catholic Church in Portsmouth. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Larry Culver, age 79, of Menlo, died Saturday in West Des Moines. A celebration of life for Larry Culver will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Michaelia Mickey Ann Williams, age 52, of Harlan, died Saturday. A celebration of life for Mickey Williams will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at the Grace Baptist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Arlene Gustafson, age 92, of Manila and formerly of Irwin, died December 22nd. Funeral services for Arlene Gustafson will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Irwin, with the Odie Funeral Home of Manila in charge of arrangements. Robert Stewart, age 90, of Council Bluffs, died Thursday. And a private family mass of Christian burial for Robert Stewart will be this Saturday at 1 o'clock at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Ron Shipley, age 71, of Atlantic, died Wednesday. A celebration of life for Ron Shipley will be this Sunday at 2:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. John Eskew, age 89, of Atlantic, died Friday. A memorial service and luncheon for John Eskew will be held sometime later this spring or early summer. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is assisting the family. And Dwayne Gerald Bender, age 70, of Stewart, died Wednesday at his home. A celebration of life for Dwayne Bender will be held at a later date. And Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.